After weeks stuck in this beach town, a few hundred migrants, mostly Haitians, are finally able to continue their journey north. While others continue to scramble for a ferry ticket despite being told they are sold out until the end of October. And that's because neighboring Panama is only allowing 500 to enter the country each day. Mario St. Juice and his family are among the lucky ones who are finally able to leave after a 45-day wait.
And locals take advantage of us being stuck here. While a Colombian buys a kilo of rice for the equivalent in pesos of less than $2, they charge us $7 or $8, and that's just wrong.
He's worried now of having to cross the notoriously dangerous Darien jungle, only to end up being deported.
We know there's a lot of crime on the other side, armed thieves, risk of sexual abuse. I have a family member that's been through that. But returning's not an option. Return to what? I already spent $10,000 to get here. I'd need to spend the same to return.
Like many Haitians here, he settled in Chile after a devastating earthquake ravaged this country in 2010. But the economic crisis following COVID pushed him back on the road. At least 22,000 migrants are staying in Ecoclí. Some can afford to stay in houses or hotels, others are forced to pitch tents on the beach.
To try to end this crisis, Colombian authorities are now openly trying to dissuade the migrants from continuing their journey, insisting on the risks that lie ahead, and also telling them that they will likely be deported if they reach the United States or even Mexico.
To stop the influx, the government has also ordered travel companies to stop selling bus tickets to migrants entering Colombia from Ecuador. The scare tactics are working. Some Haitians have decided to return to their host countries. None would go on camera, but they said they either ran out of money or are too scared to be deported back to Haiti.
Almost 200 people are now returning every day, and they're communicating to their friends and relatives that it's not worth trying to do this anymore.
With the news tightening around them, some are left with no option but admit their attempts have failed, even when they have nothing to return to. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Ecoclí.